Do miracles occur today just like they did in Bible times? Do people have the ability to speak in tongues like they did in the New Testament? We're looking at 1 Corinthians chapter 13 today because here we have a very direct and a very clear passage that pertains to the question of how long these miraculous gifts lasted in the first century. So the first thing that we're going to do is to read 1 Corinthians chapter 13, beginning in verse 8, and I'm going to read all the way through verse 13. The Bible says, "Charity, that is love, never faileth. But whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know, even as also I am known. And now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three, but the greatest of these is charity." What we find in verse 8 is that the Apostle Paul definitely says that these miraculous gifts will come to an end. I do want to point out that when we talk about how long these gifts lasted, there is another question that we're going to look at a little bit later in these lessons that is directly tied to it. And that is, what was the purpose of these gifts? What was the purpose of these miracles? Because if we're going to understand and arrive at the answer to the question, how long did these miracles last? We're going to have to look at the question, what was the reason or the purpose for these gifts or miracles in the first place? Let's get back to 1 Corinthians 13, verse 8, and let's look at what he says here again. In verse 8, he says that love never fails. It is very important to remember, as you look at the King James Version, that the word fail there means to cease, to come to an end. Love never ceases. Love never comes to an end. But, and that word indicates that there's going to be a contrast. But on the other hand, he says, whether there be prophecies, they shall fail, they shall cease. They will cease to be delivered. They will cease to be made. There will be no more prophesying, which means Paul is saying there's coming a time when there will be no more prophets. Then he says, whether there be tongues, they shall cease. People will not speak in tongues anymore, according to what Paul is saying here. And whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. The knowledge here, again, is the miraculous knowledge that was given by the word of knowledge, a miraculous gift that is mentioned in 1 Corinthians 12, verse 8. So the knowledge there is not normal, ordinary, naturally attained knowledge. That is miraculous knowledge. So Paul says that it will vanish away as well. So look at these expressions. Prophecies will fail or cease. Tongues will cease. Knowledge will vanish away, or it will be done away with. Now let's look at verse 9. When Paul wrote this, he said, "For we know in part, and we prophesy in part." Remember the setting of these people. It's kind of hard for us to do this. But just imagine the early church not having the complete Bible like we have it. Now they, of course, had the Old Testament. The Old Testament had been completed. But the New Testament was in the process of being written. So they don't have the complete, full New Testament at this time. Well, the question is, how are these early Christians going to know the will of God then? Jesus is not there, the apostles are, but the apostles can't be in every place at the same time and in every church. So how are these early Christians, these new Christians, going to know what God wants them to do in their lives? Well, that's where these miraculous gifts came in. Gifts like prophesying, speaking in tongues, the word of knowledge, the word of wisdom, and so forth. These miraculous abilities which were given by the laying on of the apostles' hands, enable these early Christians to speak the word of God. Remember that this is the Holy Spirit speaking through these people who had these abilities or who were given these gifts. So the Holy Spirit was revealing the will of God. The Holy Spirit was making known God's will through these people. And that is how they knew what to do. You and I can go to the Bible if we've got a question. And if we've got a question, let's say, about the eldership, we can turn to 1 Timothy chapter 3, Titus chapter 1, and other passages. Now, these Christians didn't have all those books at this point in time. So what they did have was that they had the answers to those questions in people. So the revelation from God was the same. In other words, the gospel, the New Testament, was the same, but it was being delivered orally through these people. And as the gospel continued to be spread, these books of the Bible continued to be written until God had all of the New Testament completed. And that's when a change came. But I want you to notice in verse 9 that Paul says that they depended on people who had the gift of knowledge and who had the gift of prophecy and who had the gift of speaking in tongues and all these other gifts. You see, in verse 9, when he says we know in part and we prophesy in part, he's still talking about the miraculous knowledge or the miraculously obtained knowledge through the gift that was given called the gift of knowledge. When he says in verse 9, we know in part, he's talking about people who had the gift of knowledge. And when he says we prophesy in part, he's talking about those prophets. That's how the church at Corinth and other congregations knew the will of God at this point. So notice in verse 9 that he said there were different avenues. There were different gifts. There were different abilities. There were different channels that this revelation from God came from. And by revelation now, I'm not talking about the book of Revelation. I'm talking about the New Testament, the gospel. It came through these avenues. But, he says, and that indicates a contrast in verse 10, but when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. Now remember in verse 8, he has already said that these miracles are going to cease. The only question is, when, Paul? When are they going to cease? He adds in verse 9 that at that time at which he wrote these words, he said that we depend on, and the church there depends especially on, people who have the gift of prophecy or the gift of knowledge and so forth. But he said that's going to change. That's going to come to an end. He's saying that people prophesying and speaking in tongues and working these other miracles, that all of that is going to cease. When, Paul? In verse 10, when that which is perfect or complete comes, then that which is in part shall be done away. The word perfect here, and this is very important to realize, means complete. It means full. So he's talking about something that is complete. He's talking about something that is full. Now, what is he mentioning? What is he discussing in these verses? Somebody said, well, he's talking about miracles. Here's the thing to remember, folks. These miracles were ways that God communicated the gospel to these people. And so the ways that he made known the gospel to these people were through these miraculous gifts, different ones, partly through the gift of knowledge, partly through the gift of prophecy. You see, in verse 9, he says, we know in part and we prophesy in part. He said it's delivered through those different avenues right now. But that's going to change, and it will change when that which is perfect is come. That which is perfect refers to the full, the complete revelation of God's will. Now, what is that? What is the one source? What is the one avenue where you can find all of God's will as far as the New Testament is concerned? Where can you find that? It is only in the New Testament. It is there in your completed Bible. What he's saying here is this. When the New Testament is complete, when all of the New Testament has been written, then these miraculous abilities that he's talking about will be done away. They will cease because there won't be the need for these miracles at that time. People will have the Bible and they can learn the will of God from the Bible. Now, this is what he's talking about here in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 8 through 10. That which is in part refers to the miraculous gifts. Those miraculous gifts conveyed and also confirmed the divine revelation, speaking in tongues, prophesying, the gift of knowledge. And he says in verse 10, that when that which is perfect or complete or full is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. Now notice here, you've got what is in part and what is perfect. Paul calls it that which is in part and that which is perfect. That shows, folks, that whatever he's talking about here is of the same nature. He's talking about the same kind of thing. What he's saying is that this perfect or complete thing is going to fill up that which was in part. So that which is perfect would be your counterpart to that which is in part. The complete avenue of revelation replaced these temporary, miraculous, and oral means of revelation. So that which is perfect in verse 10 refers to the complete New Testament, the written Word of God, which James, in James chapter 1, verse 25, calls the perfect law of liberty. Now, remember these verses. The Bible says in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3, that God has given unto us all things that pertain to life and godliness. What is the source of all those things? It's the New Testament. That's where we find out all that God wants us to know. That's why the Bible says in 2 Timothy 3, verse 16 and 17, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, that is complete, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. And finally, the Bible says in Jude verse 3 that the faith, this gospel system, the New Testament, the New Covenant, has been once for all delivered to the saints. Is there a passage in the New Testament that directly addresses the question of how long these miraculous gifts in the first century lasted? Yes, it is 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 8 through 10.